We've got a fairly good legal and policy framework in place in terms of regulating the damages to environment as well as benefits. But the problem here is the monitoring part of it and getting down to the roots to make sure that whatever it's written, it's written and it's done. Is monitored or not? That's the biggest problem.
With these kind of projects, a lot of money can be involved. Historically, in the past, has the settlement gone to everyone that needs it, or has it sort of been intercepted by other people?
Yes, there's quite a lot of money involved in such major projects like PNG LNG project or any other project of that nature. But a lot of people at the top are intercepting. They're intercepting the benefits that are supposed to go directly to the majority of the landowners, or genuine landowners. It hasn't been that way. It's the people at the top who are intercepting it, and which you are correct in saying that.
Well, is there an obvious answer to make sure that when these settlements are made, everyone gets the benefit of it?
Don't really think so. The problem is those people who are administering the processes, sort of like they are compromised. They can be compromised in channeling those benefits to certain people, which we call it the normal PNG one-dock system. That's our biggest problem.
Is there a problem with people perhaps higher up the social scale, chiefs or educated people, perhaps negotiating apparently on behalf of everyone else, but perhaps, you know, making sure that they get looked after first?
Correct. In all circumstances, by all means, the people high up the scale or in the society, they negotiate for what is there for them, their shares, before, you know, negotiating about the others. So it's always been the case.
What about the resource extraction companies themselves? Are they involved in making sure that everyone gets everything, or do they perhaps not mind that it's done this way because they can make a cheaper settlement, perhaps, if they make a bit of a deal with people higher up?
I think the resource extraction companies are trying their best to, you know, at least follow the policies, the guidelines and the laws that are set by the government to do the right thing by channeling the resources to the right people, to the right beneficiaries. But then there is a process in which they can disperse, they can channel all these benefits through. And it's not just a pipeline where you just put everything in there and it goes right to the people. It's the people who act on behalf of the majority of the people, and these are the ones who are involved in, you know, getting all the stuff that they want, like they think of themselves. It's the people that are representing them. And as far as I can say, the companies and the developers, those who are investing in there, they tried as much as possible to follow the laws and the guidelines to disperse benefits, but it's the people who are acting in that position.
If something isn't done about this, if ordinary grassroots people feel that they're not included in these settlements, that they're hard done by, we saw what can go wrong with the Bougainville Civil War, didn't we?
Yes, I totally agree with you. There's a bit of cowboy thing going on. Like, if there are people involved in the process, seem that there are people at the second level or at the ground level who are planning to go against them, they can, you know, give them few cash or they can do anything in such a way to shut them out or keep them shut and then follow them. So, you know, there are other ways of doing that. It's quite cunning for those people at the top who are negotiating with the government and resource developers.
But if this goes on, could things get worse?
Yeah, it will, and it will get worse. If things are not working out right, it's just a matter of, people getting to, understand their basic right, what is due for them, and doing the right thing. Otherwise, this cannot go on and on and, forever. There's some stages where, if there is a limit to it, then it will blow up. That's a natural thing.